Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Ag Innovation News Podcast, presented by the Agricultural Utilization Research Institute of Minnesota. I'm Dan Scogan, Director of Government and Industry Relations for AURI. Guests on the Ag Innovation News Podcast will shed light on innovations in value-added agriculture, highlight important voices and work that's being done throughout the Minnesota ag sector, and educate the public about resources and organizations that support Minnesota agriculture. Today, we will be welcoming Allison Hahn to the program. Allison is the Executive Director of Grow North, leading strategy and growth for the organization. Prior to joining Grow North in 2020, Allison spent 10 plus years building a holistic understanding of the food product development cycle as a food scientist at Land O'Lakes and Target Corporation, where she mentored corporate accelerator companies on the product development, go-to-market strategies, and scaled production. Allison Hahn, welcome to our Ag Innovation News Podcast.
Thank you so much, Dan. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
Allison is now the Executive Director of Grow North, as I mentioned. So let's get the background on Grow North, Allison. What is Grow North and what's its mission?
Well, Grow North lives at the Holm Center of Entrepreneurship at the Carlson School at the U of M. And we basically serve food and ag entrepreneurs in the Minnesota ecosystem. And we mostly act as the front door and help guide them on what do they need, what type of resources, when and where. I think entrepreneurs tend to be overwhelmed and confused about everything that's out there. And as much as we can help demystify that process and make sure they meet the right people and the right resources at the right time to accelerate their growth, that's what we really want to do. And we also act as a overarching convener, connector, and just a place for people to meet and get to know others who are doing work in the space.
Allison, I think you hit the nail on the head with the confused and overwhelmed at times for the entrepreneur community, because they are in love with whatever it is that they're doing, and they understand that to the nth degree. But there's so many other pieces to the puzzle when you're bringing a product forward and want to commercialize something. And does you and your staff just kind of break that down for them and simplify that whole process?
Yeah, we do that in a couple of different ways. So, I personally meet with over 100 entrepreneurs a year where I sit down and say, okay, who are you? What's your product? What are you doing? What stage are you at? Because people will come to us who are just in farmers markets, ready to, you know, try and get into retail for the first time. Or they're in, you know, 1,000 doors of grocery retailers, and they're now trying to scale and find a co-manufacturer to expand their reach. And so meeting with them and understanding what they need, and then we have a resource database on our website. I, you know, have the mental mind map of who does what in our ecosystem, and we're actually working on some tools that will be launched at the end of this year that will help pull some of that out of my mind and onto the website so people can kind of self-guide a little bit. And then I can focus on making key warm introductions to folks that they need to. And this is a really critical piece, especially when they're starting to fundraise and they need to get connections to investors. So we want to make sure that we, you know, don't waste people's time and they get to the right place at the right time.
Yeah, great tool to have. How large a staff are you working with?
We have our sister organization, so the Minnesota Cup, which just had their awards this past Monday, and MinCor, which is a little more inward focused at the U. And we have some support staff, just a couple of people internally. But the big news, which I know we're going to cover later, is around an expansion we're doing where I will have a working board supporting the work that we do. So we'll get more people directly involved in the programming and what we do.
Nice. And of course, more on that later, because right now we want to talk a little bit about the Food Egg Ideas Week, which is right around the corner. What's that all about?
Food Ag Ideas Week is the ultimate convening moment for the ecosystem. So it originally started a number of years ago and ended up being a spin out from Twin City Startup Week. They had a food and ag track and realized that, you know, folks who were really interested in that content wanted to immerse themselves in it. And that one day was just, you know, it was not enough. There was so much that could be shared, so much that could be done. And so it was spun out and it is now a multi-day series of events. So this year, it's October 3rd through 6th. The 3rd and 4th are the heavy content days. So we will have 10 to 15 sessions in person at the Science Museum of Minnesota, along with a lunch table talk session and a market of local makers that will be there showing off their wares. And then that evening, we have two major events happening. One is Techstars Farm to Fork, which we partner with every year. So their demo day is that evening. And then we actually have a launch party for Naturally Minnesota, which is our evolution story, and a pitch slam. And we're excited because the winner of that Pitch Slam will get to compete nationally in 2023 with all the other national winners of their affiliates. And those people are competing for over $30,000 in, you know, cash and in-kind prizes. So excellent opportunity for people to, you know, come celebrate, eat, drink, be merry. And then over the course of the rest of the week, we have a number of other events and experiences. So AURI, one of our close partners, is doing an event. The Good Acre is doing an event. We have some indoor ag farm tours happening. We do have a private investor summit where we bring in investors and we're meeting with the farm to fork cohort. And then on Thursday, our finale event is a happy hour with tours of Synopta's new headquarters in Eden Prairie. So tons of opportunity to connect, hear some of the most cutting edge topics, and just, you know, have some fun and experiences with everyone else in the food and ag industry here.
And I would just encourage people not to be overwhelmed by the many moving parts in the Food Ag Ideas Week. There is a lot of great information out there, and you just need to kind of schedule your week to absorb as much of it as possible.
Yep. And we do have a virtual only option. So if you're, you know, if you say, you know what, I can't attend in person, but I still want to tune into some sessions, you can do that. The only caveat is you are not able to register for any of the other in-person events. So we often do that for folks who are out of state. The past few years, we've had, you know, a handful of countries and roughly half the states have been represented at this conference. So it is not just local. We have speakers coming from across the country. So it really is a wonderful convening moment of our ecosystem.
You can't do this one alone, Allison. Who are your partners in this year's Food Ag Ideas Week?
Internally, we have our team, which does a lion's share of work. As I mentioned, you at AURI have been a fabulous partner and have both a session of content as well as one of the experiences. So you've been a key partner. General Mills continues to be our founding partner and largest supporter. So they have always had a heavy hand. And then Grow North exists and is sponsored because of the generosity of all the major food and ag companies locally. So Hormel, Compeer Financial, Lazard, Land O'Lakes, a number of others in the Embold Coalition that are the major food and ag companies locally. So, you know, I'd be remiss without mentioning the Good Acre and Synopta, obviously, for hosting events. So it really is a collaborative moment. And we're super grateful for how everyone, you know, is willing to dive in and support with content and speakers and events.
Well, we'll raise our flag a little bit here. Talk a little bit about AURI's role in this year's event. What are we expecting from AURI?
So you have a Future of Fertilizers panel. So we're looking forward to having a cross-section of that, of people from within the ecosystem. I believe CGC, OCP, which is a fertilizer company based out of Morocco, and a number of others are on that. And then you also have your AURI Connect session on Wednesday. So that's Fields of Innovation, highlighting Minnesota's diverse ag ingredient supply chain. So I know there's a speakers and lunch included in that. So, you know, for folks registering, that's a don't miss event. So excited to have your presence on both of those.
Allison, you work with these entrepreneurs all the time and try to make these business connections and point them in the right direction. So when you look at the agenda for this year, what are some things that you'd like to highlight that you think our listeners should be aware of?
The theme of the conference this year is the interconnectedness of the global food supply with a focus on sustainability. So Cargill's doing our keynote, so we're excited to have them. You know, we do have a session on the future of food security, which I think is just really relevant coming out of COVID and knowing that, you know, in Minnesota, although there are many wonderful things, there are some deep inequities here in access. So excited to hear that panel. We do have another plenary session around the future of food and how climate change is reshaping the global landscape. And that one's led by Future IQ. And that will have a little bit of a focus on Minnesota as well. You know, we're unique in that we have a significant portion of the world's fresh water supply. And, you know, with trends in temperature in 50 years, we will be one of the few spots in North America and heading north into Canada that will be, you know, set up still for really great agriculture. So that one, I think, will just be really interesting. And then from a CPG focus, we do have an education workshop on cannabis in the food and beverage industry. There's some, obviously, new regulations came out this past summer and more are coming. So that, I think, will be a really interesting one. We will also have one on the rise of upcycled products with some founding members of the Upcycled Food Association. I think that one's really interesting as people look to combat climate change in different ways and also curtail byproduct and waste streams that are coming. So that one I think will be great. We also will have Building Your Brand and Telling Your Story in Today's Changing World, led by JT Mega, a local agency. So I think that one will be great. And there will be a co-man education workshop on, you know, this is how to crush your next growth spurt. So a couple of different and interesting ones, some that are specific, but some that I think have more broad reach for all entrepreneurs. Obviously, brand building is huge when you're scaling, you know, that growth spurt is huge. And then, you know, people, a couple of unique topics that if people are interested to learn more, we'll be able to tune into.
I'm sure you and your staff have expectations from this year's program, but what can the general public or those who are just coming through, what kind of expectations can they have? What do you see them learning or seeing or understanding maybe for the first time?
Like all conferences, you're coming to, you know, learn some new information, hopefully get some insights that can be applied back to your work or to your community or your own ecosystem. You know, the connectivity piece, I think one thing people really missed through COVID were those serendipitous connections that happen, right? You happen to sit down next to this person at lunch or you're waiting in line for something and you just strike up a conversation. And, you know, Minnesotans sometimes are notoriously self-contained. And I would just encourage people to go in with an open mind and try and meet as many people as you can. This is a unique cross-section of the ecosystem. You know, as we're preparing all of the sessions and the speakers, everyone asks, you know, who's the audience? I really want to make sure we tailor it correctly. And the hard answer is the audience is everyone. It's industry folks, it's entrepreneurs, it's investors, it's lawyers, it's professors and students, it's government folks, it's nonprofit folks, it's agency providers for marketing and ad and everything in between. And so you never know who you're going to meet. And I think the excitement of being able to connect and feel that energy coming out of, you know, everyone being independent and working solo is what I'm hopeful people will feel and will contribute to that. Community is made up of individuals. And unless people show up and participate, you don't have a robust, thriving ecosystem. So we're really excited to be back in person and see everyone face to face.
Well, the key is to get them registered. How do they do that?
So you can go to the Grow North website at the Carlson School. You can go to foodagideas.com. We have posted it on all of our socials. So if you follow us on LinkedIn or Instagram or Facebook, you should be able to find links there. We had an article in the Strib last week with from Brooks Johnson talking about our evolution. So there was info in that as well. But yeah, I mean, It's a week and a half out, so it's not too late. We always have a rush last minute. That is the nature of humanity. So, you know, from now until then.
And you can pretty much register right up until the time of the events?
You can register on site that entire week. We will be recording all of the sessions. So if you're unable to attend or you have meetings or other conflicts, all of the sessions will be recorded and on the Attendee Hub website. So you do have to register to get access, but they will be there. And we do have concurrent sessions this year. So we tried to make it pretty obvious if it'd be this or that. But if you're like, you know what, both of these are super interesting, you'll be able to catch the other one on the website after the fact.
Great information. Thanks, Allison. You're listening to the Ag Innovation News Podcast, and we're visiting today with Allison Hahn. Allison is the Executive Director of Grow North, soon to be Naturally Minnesota, and we're going to talk more about that here in just a few minutes. But Allison, before we turn the page to the news that we have today, are there future events at Grow North that you want to share with listeners?
You know, since we are, you know, leading up to the big one and we will have a few things coming up, but that we don't have anything that I can share right now. With our evolution, there will be more opportunities to engage in some unique and different events coming up. But I'm gonna leave everyone in suspense. You're going to have to tune in, become a member, get involved, and we'll have more coming out this fall.
Allison, I was reading a news story last week that a name change is coming soon for Grow North. What's that all about?
Yes. So the exciting news is we are joining the Naturally Network. So The Naturally Network was started in Boulder with Naturally Boulder 17 years ago, and it was all about supporting entrepreneurs in the natural product space and how to accelerate their business. And actually, when they stood up Grow North, they went and visited them and basically said, how do you start a, you know, an ecosystem support organization? And when you look at what they do and what we do, we basically stole their playbook. So we kind of copy-pasted Venn diagram of a circle in what we do, and they've been growing. So the Naturally Network now has 8 affiliates across the country in New York, Chicago, Boulder, Austin, San Diego, LA, and 2 in the Bay Area, and have been increasing their reach nationally. And this year, we are their 9th affiliate. So we will be evolving to become Naturally Minnesota, and Grow North will remain as an initiative of it. So that branding and efforts are not going away. It's just being tucked underneath, and we are continuing to live at the University of Minnesota. So that's not changing. And I basically am telling people, you know, what we're doing isn't changing. How we're doing it is getting bigger and better. So the access that we're getting to additional programming and resources, the broader connectivity we have with all of those other major hubs across the country. You know, if we have entrepreneurs who say, I want to get into the Texas market, well, great. We can make warm introductions to the brokers, retailers, and distributors. They're going to need to know to do that. So I'm really excited about the, you know, hopefully escape velocity this will provide for some of our entrepreneurs and just elevating the Minnesota ecosystem. I mean, this is a chance for us to lead the country and some of the great work we have here. And I know one thing they're really excited about is we have deep agricultural roots here. I mean, I know that's the impetus behind this podcast. And so we're excited to kind of bring to them, here's what the work that's happening here. Here's how we can lead and share those best practices and share that work in a way where we can, you know, they can learn from us as much as we can learn from them.
And what do you see Grow North changing, if anything, I guess?
Yeah. So, you know, we currently have a membership for individuals and that will continue. It'll just be under the Naturally Minnesota banner. And so anyone who is currently a member, you're getting grandfathered in for this shift. So that piece isn't changing. We will have, you know, some new assets. So when you think about like website or socials or things like that, there will be a slow shift over and we'll still be posting on both platforms, Grow North and Naturally, but we will encourage people to kind of follow and jump on board with those as we expand. But I mean, the access and the, you know, the support we're getting is going to be pretty instant here. Not only there's some financial support that comes into play here, but also, as I mentioned, you know, we have this pitch slam at Mill City Museum on October 3rd as our part of our big launch party. That winner will get to compete with the winners from all the other affiliates across the country. And we'll get a booth at Expo East next year and, you know, a stipend for travel. And so the immediate exposure, you know, our brands are going to get as being a part of this ecosystem will be huge. So I'm really excited about everything this means for our ecosystem.
I was going to say, this has got to be exciting for Grow North and the people that have been working with Grow North.
Yes, you know, I will certainly give credit due to Lauren Pradon, my predecessor, who stood up Grow North. She did an incredible job of getting the cadence, the types of programming and everything organized. And, you know, I think there was always the, you know, if the time is right, if it makes sense, you know, there is this opportunity. And it is a credit to the team and to all of our partners who are excited about doing this. As part of joining, we have put together a board and it's a working board. So there's a number of individuals who are committed to supporting this ecosystem and committed to being involved. And we have 5 committees and, you know, the amount of work and quality of work, I think will only continue to improve as we onboard and get settled into this new situation.
So did Grow North pursue this change or were you recruited?
I would say it was a little bit of both. It was one of those where we knew they were expanding, but we were recruited in a sense. They knew we had a really robust established ecosystem. They knew we had differentiated things to offer from their other affiliates. And so, you know, we had numerous early conversations with the leadership talking about what does this mean? What does it look like? And frankly, we were very candid about wanting to remain at the U and maintain Grow North branding for some of it, just because we have built this locally, right? It's been a labor of love with the ecosystem and we didn't want to abandon people or have them confused about what does this mean? So we're excited that, you know, we're able to push this across the goal line. And I think it's only going to be, you know, bigger and better things. And a unique aspect is we are naturally Minnesota. Every other affiliate is naturally plus a city. And we did that purposely, partially because population comparity, but also because Grow North has been here to serve the entire ecosystem across the state and even surrounding states. And we didn't want to lose that focus. We wanted everyone to feel welcome, to feel engaged, and to not have it be like, oh, this is just Minneapolis, St. Paul. You know, it's not for me. We wanted to really make sure we kept that openness and equity for everyone across the state. So that is part of the reason our naming is Naturally Minnesota and not Naturally Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Nice. And I was just curious when the transition is supposed to be completely done, when do you become Naturally Minnesota? Do you know yet?
Because of FAI and planning, you know, we are going to be building assets like website and getting all of their systems integrated in the next 3 to 6 months. You know, we'll probably be leading with Naturally Minnesota branding on certain events here the rest of the fall. And then starting in 2023, I think that will be where we'll hopefully start anew and getting that transition complete.
Well, good luck on all of that. It sounds like an exciting time for Grow North and for the entrepreneurs in Minnesota.
It is. I hope, you know, it's been challenging coming out of COVID where people have been so heads down and frankly trying to survive, right? When you have kids at home and partners at home and trying to deal with everything, you know, coming into the universe. This is a great moment to reignite the ecosystem, right? It was a huge push on the flywheel of getting things moving for us. And I would just say to everyone listening, now's the time. Get involved, show up, come to an event, reach out, email me. I'm here to be the conduit and to connect. And yeah, I would, you know, now's the time. Get on the train. We're going. Or as, you know, for a U of M reference, get on the boat. We're rowing.
If an entrepreneur is listening to our podcast today or somebody who's interested in trying to commercialize something, are they typically finding you or are you out recruiting them?
You know, that's a great question. I would say it's more the former. You know, people start talking to people and, you know, it is a spider web, right? The more they talk to, often I'll hear, oh, I met with these three people. All of them told me to come, you know, to Grow North and get involved. And so I love that people are referring and saying that because we do want to be that conduit. We do, you know, partner with a lot of other orgs. So obviously you guys have a stable full of clients, the Neons, the Mitas, NDC, Lunar Startups, Finnovation Lab, Impact Hub. I mean, there's so many orgs working with entrepreneurs in this space. And, you know, we are here to be the, I'd say, undercurrent serving them, right? Everybody's got different programming. They sometimes serve at different stages. And, you know, we're here to help everybody. So it may be like, yeah, they're a client for you now, and they might be a client for someone else later, but you know, if we can be that, you know, convener and the ecosystem builder for connectivity, that's what we want to do. You know, we're here to be that undertone.
And I think the impressive thing for me as I watch all of these organizations work on food and ag is that they're not duplicating each other's work. They are working kind of hand in glove, but each offers a little bit different service to the entrepreneur.
Yes. And I think that's really important. I'm all about not reinventing the wheel. If someone's got a great tool or resource, great. You know, let's not override that. Minnesota is wonderful in that people really, they want to collaborate. They want to help. It's a mentality runs through here. And, you know, it can be hard, right? Everybody's, you know, trying to get funding, try to do those things. But at the end of the day, I mean, you're here to serve these entrepreneurs. So, you know, if we can do that best by just directing people towards resources, great. Then I don't have to do it, frankly, from a, you know, a time capacity standpoint. I mean, every entrepreneur I talk to who's a little more earlier stage and I say, you know, do you have your nutrition facts label? Do you have your safety verified? You know, have you scaled up your formula? And if they say no, Jason and Lolly are the first two people I connect them with at AURI to say, great, you should talk to them. They will have abundant resources and support in getting you on the line. So, you know, the collaboration we have is so key to the success of these entrepreneurs. And I'm really grateful that people are so willing to be, you know, transparent and open in how we do that.
And where can people go to get more information on Grow North?
So, I mean, you can always go to the trusty Google and Google Grow North MN, or if you go to the Carlson School at the U of M, it'll be carlsonschool.umn.edu/Grow North. And we have tons of resources, our database, other resources for a myriad of different things. and then an ability to connect. And I would say, you know, subscribe to our newsletter. It's a great way to get information on not only events and opportunities we have, but, you know, all of the other, you know, 40 or 50 orgs in our ecosystem that I meet with monthly. Anytime they have, here's events, here's a cohort opportunity, you know, anything at all, we include it in there in our news monthly newsletters. So it's a great way to get the overview of what's happening in the ecosystem.
Well, we've certainly covered a lot of ground today, and I'm going to let you have the last word. I mean, we started with the kind of the background on Grow North. We talked about Food Ag Ideas Week. We talked about Naturally Minnesota coming to Grow North. And Allison, what do you want to leave them with? What's your final thoughts today?
You know, I mentioned it a little earlier, but just come out and join us. Coming out of COVID, being able to be back in person, this is a huge moment in our ecosystem. Joining this national network is going to be incredibly beneficial. I can't stress that enough. And again, the community is made up of individuals. And unless people, you know, show up and participate, we won't have a community. We won't have an ecosystem. So if you can't come to all of FAI, you know, come to the launch party on Monday, October 3rd, Mill City Museum. You'll get free reign of the museum, the flower tower. We'll have food, drinks, DJ, photo booth, and you'll get to see people compete for prizes and support them. And it'll be truly one of those moments to get out and connect and contribute to the energy and the vibe of our community. So yeah, come on out and join us.
All good stuff. We've been visiting today with Allison Hahn, the executive director of Grow North, soon to be Naturally Minnesota. Thank you, Allison, for joining us today, and thank you for listening to the Ag Innovation News Podcast presented by the Agricultural Utilization Research Institute of Minnesota. Thanks to our podcast crew, too, Eric Evans, AURI Director of Communications, and Lisa Martinez, AURI Communications Coordinator and Editor of this production. To learn more about AURI, go to auri.org.